members of the Senate have found something to agree on. Nearly all voted in favor of strengthening sanctions against Russia. The Senate vote on the bill was 97-2. Russia already faces sanctions for its actions in Ukraine, which President Trump had talked of lifting. His Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, would like flexibility in dealing with Russia, but this bill would make sanctions harder to lift without congressional approval, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Idaho Republican Mike Crapo is one of the sponsors of the legislation, which expands sanctions on Russia and ensures that the Trump administration can't ease up on the pressure without a congressional review.
Americans are concerned about Russia's behavior in the Ukraine and Syria, and they're concerned about Russia's increased cyber intrusions. Many of us on both sides of the aisle feel that the United States needs to be much stronger in its response to Russia.
The senator says Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, has become increasingly belligerent, nationalistic, and autocratic. Democrat Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire adds it was important to send a bipartisan message to the Kremlin, which she says tried to undermine U.S. elections.
What we have heard from experts in the intelligence community, they have warned us that if Russia gets a pass on this, that it will interfere in future U.S. elections. We've seen it in Europe and other Western democracies.
Shaheen is urging the House to follow suit with similar legislation and calling on President Trump to sign the measure, which is attached to the popular Iran sanctions bill. Secretary of State Tillerson, testifying on the budget this week, is urging lawmakers to give him room to maneuver with Moscow.
Essentially, we would ask for the flexibility to turn the heat up when we need to, but also to ensure we have the ability to maintain a constructive dialogue.
At one House hearing, Democrat Elliot Engel sought assurances that the Trump administration would continue to pressure Russia to resolve the conflict it stirred up in Ukraine and fulfill its obligations under the so-called Minsk Accord. Tillerson suggested there may be other diplomatic options.
So my caution is I wouldn't want to have ourselves handcuffed to Minsk if it turns out the parties decide to settle this through another, a different agreement.
Engel was unimpressed.
The only thing that Russia understands is tough talk. And if they think that we're somehow willing to relax the sanctions on them before they've complied with the Minsk framework and left Crimea, I think it just will encourage Putin to continue his bullying and who knows where he'll strike next.
Secretary Tillerson says U.S.-Russia relations are at a new low, and he's trying to stabilize that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.